back with Bambanek on cybersecurity.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cybersecurity Today Radio with your host, John Bambanek. Joining me now is Chris Bing from Cyberscoop.com, our digital partner. Welcome back to the show, Chris.
Happy to be here. Thanks, John.
All right. So this is an interesting story I saw, the past few days in the week, an emerging dumpster fire from the cybersecurity industry about CC Cleaner. Tell us what you've been hearing about this story.
Right. So a little bit of background here. CC Cleaner is a file cleaning tool that's very popular. It's been downloaded reportedly over 2 billion times. And it's a product created by a company called Piriform, which is a British software firm. And that firm was acquired by Avast, which is obviously one of the larger cybersecurity brands in the industry, in July of this year. Now, earlier this week, Cisco's Talos research team came out with research saying that this product, CC Cleaner, a recent version of it, was dispensing backdoors, was dispensing malware. And what had essentially happened was a group of hackers had broken into the update mechanism for CC Cleaner, and it was the update, which was running between mid-September, or was running between August and mid-September, so just recently, was dispensing malware. So if you wanted to update your tool, CC Cleaner, it would give you a new version with a piece of malware attached to it. And that malware was a backdoor, which would allow the hacker then to do all kinds of other things potentially.
It's kind of an interesting story, right? They acquired vulnerable software that was downloaded by the in the wild, and I saw it actually has a whole lot of downloads out there. Certainly, the free version, I think somewhere I saw on Twitter somewhere of a billion, but I doubt that. But certainly in the millions of installs, isn't it?
Yeah, there's been reported numbers of like over 2 billion times for the free version, but you're probably right in that it's less. Either way, a lot of people use this tool. And Avast actually came out and said that about 2 million people were affected by this, ultimately, by this version that was booby-trapped. And ultimately, what this all shows is sort of the reality that hackers are directly targeting the supply chain in software.
Right.
So, it's not just the end vendor that's vulnerable or that could be targeted. It's all of the firms during the production line of a piece of software that could also be targeted and potentially affected.
Right. Now, like I said, that's a huge number, of potential victims out there, right? And that we don't really know for sure how many have been impacted. But, yeah, obviously it's it's kind of a big black eye for Avast, who, acquired this company, but, it resolved it quick enough anyway, but it was still reported by, in essence, a competitor, kind of, in Cisco. Let people know this happened. Do we know a lot about what this malware does and that was shipped with it and kind of its functionality and what the criminals were attempting to do?
We don't really know too much. We know that it was essentially like a backdoor. They installed a port on these computers that they could then use to remotely install other capabilities, whether it's ransomware or spyware or something else. The incident really just shows how this product, CC Cleaner, opened the door for hackers on a bunch of systems. And as you rightly pointed out, we don't really totally know how many people were affected. I mean, this just was resolved in the past week, but it's pretty clear that Avast is taking it seriously because it was a pretty significant incident.
No, I would think so, yeah. I mean, Avast, among other things, makes antivirus, so shipping malware. I guess nobody's figured this out, but did Avast's antivirus detect the malware in the download of their other product?
Right.
So, for the purpose of the listeners, right, there's an entire ecosystem. We talk about malware, which is the more modern version of computer viruses, as if it's kind of an end product. There's a lot of things out there that are really just to get the hooks onto a computer so that if they want to come back and download other tools, ransomware or whatever, or what often is the case, create a marketplace. I've got a million machines. Here's where they're at geographically. I will sell 10,000 infected machines to somebody else, and they may want the ransomware or something else, or So there's an entire ecosystem that can be used behind this to basically do the work of organized crime.
Exactly. That's a very good point. Once you have access to computers, you can sell that access. And this example shows how someone, some group, was able to get wide access to a number of computers by infecting an update mechanism.
Right.
And one other point I think is important to mention here, which makes this case really interesting, is that these backdoor implants, when they were inside the update mechanism, they were signed with a valid certificate. So it made it seem like everything was okay. It was essentially like signed as if it was created by Puriform, by Avast. And that reality caused Cisco to say that they thought an insider may have been involved in this incident. So, you know, there's an investigation ongoing right now by the FBI in conjunction with Avast, and hopefully we'll learn more here in the coming weeks.
Well, yeah, and you know, for clarification, right, to get a valid signature, a digital signature for software, right, you need the private key, which should be very zealously guarded, right? All public key encryption anyway, right? The private key, if you lose that, you lose everything and impersonation is possible. So most organizations very tightly guard that. So it'd be interesting to hear, though I doubt we'll hear it in enough detail, how that key got lost.
It would be almost better if it was an insider who accessed this key and then used it to plot this, rather than someone on the outside hacking Avast or Puriform and getting it. A company spokesperson did tell us that they thought the issue was really in Puriform's build environment. That's mm-hmm. the language they use. And we translated that as basically that the spokesperson was saying that Puriform had been attacked in some way. Whether it's an insider or an outside hacker, it's just not clear at the moment.
Yeah.
But it's another example.
Yeah, and it wasn't, I mean, it's certainly not the first incident, right? Not Petya or Nyecha, whatever the ransomware attack that targeted Ukraine, similar vector, right? You know, there's a mandated accounting software everybody in Ukraine had to use, or every company had to use, and that was infected, which led to a massive worldwide ransomware outbreak. So certainly this is a vector. This is things that attackers use by compromising known entities, known and trusted entities, and inserting malware into code that people then can download.
It's another case of supply chain attacks here to stay.
Yep, absolutely. So thank you for joining us, Chris. It's Chris Bing, cyberscoop.com. Go on, surf on over there to see some of the other articles that Chris and his colleagues are working on. Thank you for joining us, Chris.
Thanks, John.
All right, stay tuned. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after this. You're listening to Cybersecurity Today Radio with your host, John Bambanek.
Scan your computer, but don't scan the dial. Stay right here. John Bambanek will be right back.